Rex Jewelers.
Hi, can I speak to Lynn? This is Troy Cordell with RDI Diamonds for her request.
Yes, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey.
So hopefully you had a good day. I know you were in a rush yesterday, and I don't want to take too much of your time, but I
stay in a rush.
Well, that's a good thing, and so you know you can you know sometimes it's okay to stop and smell the roses now.
That's right. That's right.
Let me get you to that level where you can enjoy a little bit more free time, okay? So if I can get some more money in your pocket, then you can go and enjoy yourself a little bit more, okay?
No, I can't either. I'm running this store by myself, so my daddy would fire me if I took off.
Oh, gosh. Well, let's make sure we keep Dad happy.
That's this it.
I want you to utilize me as a tool, just like how I'm calling you. I want you to call me and say, hey, Troy, what do you think about this diamond here or this customer? I spoke to this lady the other day. I spoke to this gentleman the other day. They're looking for this, they're looking for that, or they're getting married, or how do you think I should approach them? Pick my brain, because obviously I talk to a lot of people, right? And mm-hmm. and you just are just isolated where you are in your location, where I'm more mobile and over the phone and I can actually speak to more. So I can bring that knowledge to you. Second piece is that you do have a small store, but it's a very highly recommended store, and your name speaks volume within the community that's there. But from what I've been researching is they're looking for something a little different that you don't have. So that's where RDI is coming in to try to help you increase your sales, to give you something different that you don't currently have. Mm-hmm. And how we do that is by memo. Are you aware of how memos work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a fond person of memos.
well, actually, I don't know when the last time you did some research or did it, or who you did it with, but we have the best memo program in the industry because we're the biggest company in the industry. So we actually take the risk on it more than any other company. And what I mean by that is we came up with a term and a product on that memo called a trade-up. As an example, I send you a diamond for say, $5,000. I'm just
mm-hmm.
using easy numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And you buy the diamond for $5,000, and you're like, you know what, I think I can sell it and so forth. And say you didn't sell it, right? And it's around. But then you get a customer that comes in, say a month later, and he's like, well, I'm actually looking for an oval, probably say $550. I'm sorry, $5,500. You know, just $500 more, but you know, better quality, but a little bit higher. And you're like, oh my God, why can't I get this round out that I already bought for $5,000 when this guy wants the oval? Well, what you can do is you can give RDI Diamonds back that round you got for the $5,000, get an oval, and you'll get your $5,000 back, so you won't lose anything. And then you can go ahead and, you know, pay the difference. And then you put your markup on whatever you're working on, and you can maximize your profit there. So we're the only ones that have this trade-up program where we match dollars for dollar. You don't lose anything. And we have gem print technology. So if you sell RDI diamonds, you can tell your customers, you know, hey, you know what, it's gem print technology on this diamond. If your diamond is lost or stolen or anything that happens, we will be able to utilize gem print as one of those nice features to, you know, locate that diamond. And also it's 10% off your homeowners or whatever insurance policies that you have your jewelry listed on. So that's also an additive plus to do that with.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how I'm calling you. You can call me and ask me questions, you know, about your customer. How can you approach the sale? What questions you should ask them? And I'll give you another example of what I did with this other store. Okay, this one was mm-hmm. a really good one. She called me up and she said, you know, Troy, she's about like 40 years old, and she's actually on her second marriage, and she's gonna get she's on her second marriage, and they're gonna get married, coming up in June here, and you know here it is. She called me yesterday, and it was May 13th, so that's yesterday on Wednesday, and she said June 1st is the wedding. And, you know, I'm like, okay, second marriage. And I was like, all right, well, what other things did you ask her and so forth? She's like, yeah, she's just looking for a round. I'm like, okay, but what other stuff? Like, did you get to know the lady or anything like that? And she says, no, I didn't ask any questions or anything like that on it. So I said, okay, well, do you have her address? So she's like, yeah, I got her address. So she gave me the address. I researched the address and found out that, you know, the lady has, a 30-year mortgage in the home. She's been there for about 15 years. She's a nurse, a registered nurse, so she makes really good money. And she got probably about $150,000 worth of equity in her home.
Okay.
Yeah. So I find that information out there. All right. And then I'm looking at the a sky view of her house, and I see that there was a slide and a pool in the backyard, and it was two people that was on a grill. So I asked her. I said, you know what? When you speak to her, ask her if she has kids and what's their ages. So she called me back later on in the day. It's like, yeah, she does. She has an 18-year-old that's going to be graduating also, obviously, at the end of June. And she also has a daughter that's in college, too. And she's supposed to be graduating for her master's degree in September. That's coming up. I said, you know what? This is perfect. I said, What's happening right now? She's like, what do you mean, Troy? What do you mean what's happening? I was like, do you look at Facebook? Do you look at Instagram? Do you look at social media or Snapchat? All these teenagers, all these kids, all these college kids, what are they doing? Taking selfies. They take 1,000 or pictures a day of themselves and send it to their friends and post it and make memes and all this stuff. And if you notice, a lot of them are starting to put diamond studs in their ears. They're wearing tennis bracelets. They're doing all these other, because they want to look good. They want to feel good. And I go to high school and I go to colleges. I went to graduations and stuff. And all I see is, people with diamond studs and stuff in their ears and necklaces and, nice rings and things like that. And I'm like, there's a marketing trend that's happening. So I utilized some AI approaches, and I look at the algorithms and so forth. So then I start looking at the market and how things are changing, even with our recession. People want to travel more. They're not going to just be, sit still and say, oh, woe is me, gas is up. No, they're going to enjoy their life, and they want to look good doing it. And if they have the disposable income, a lot of people are now, because of COVID and they were so isolated, they want to live life and enjoy it and be happy, and they want to look good doing it. So I am going, that's why I'm seeing in your area, it's going to be a huge, it's going to be a great turn around in your area. But this is where you, if you miss this boat and this opportunity I'm trying to give you, you're going to plateau out, and it's just going to be like, ugh, this summer. If you listen to me, you'll make some money this summer. Mm-hmm. And this is where I'm going with this, and just think with me. You get RDI, some diamonds, something really nice. I recommend some ovals and some marquise to go to you, okay? Maybe a couple different type of diamond studs, just like how I said. Make a display, but make it isolated and separated from any other diamond display that you have. You're going to put balloons around. You're going to decorate it. I don't care if you go to Amazon or Dollar Tree, buy some fake diamonds, do whatever bazazz to make that display pop. Put mm-hmm. some sale signs in your door. Throw some balloons out in the side. Try to do something nice to give a great appearance that it's a big sale going on. and, you know, just got in RDI Diamonds. And when people come in, you say, hey, listen, I got a new product in. I got some RDI Diamonds in. This is the highest brand, great quality, you know, that you can get. It really stands out. It has a trade-in, like I said, trade-up. Even if your customer buys the diamond and they come back to you, as long as they got the same certificate from origination when they bought it, they can also get dollar from dollar too, and they can get a bigger diamond in the future, you know, and a lot of people do that, right?
Right.
You know, I know my mom did it before. You know, she had a small diamond. You know, they didn't make a lot of money. They got raises, right?
Right.
Took out that second-hand mortgage and that HELOC loan on the house, just like that lady had that $150,000 equity in her home that I was telling you about.
Yep.
Next thing you know, guess what? She's walking out with a nice $20,000 rock on her ring and went and bought her a GMC Arcadia truck, and she's out and enjoying her summer. You see what I mean?
That's why she's got a lot of debt to me.
Well, whatever she's doing, she must be doing it pretty good. You know what
Evidently.
I mean?
Evidently.
But the key is...
She knows how to work it.
Yeah, so she worked it on that end, but
right.
Here's the thing.
That, all right, now I'm going to have to interrupt
jeweler,
you.
Yeah,
I'm
the jeweler got paid, right? So
right.
You're going to get paid. That's where I'm
right.
going with this on.
Okay.
Interrupt.
All right, but now I have customers coming in.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to get to that. So if you want to call me back later, that's fine. I'll listen to the rest of the story.
Gotcha. No,
okay.
I we're going to set this up for next week, okay? I'm going to give you some time.
Okay. All right.
Get my paperwork back to me. I sent it in your email. Get that back to me when I get
I
that back.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, when I get that back, that's when I'm going to call you,
okay.
And I want you to order about 2-3 things and so I can get this overnighted to you,
that
okay?
That sounds good.
All right.
Okay, don't get your hopes up, though, okay?
No, I'm not. I
okay.
want you to get your hopes up because
okay.
we got to change what's going on over there, okay?
Okay. All right.
Talk
to you later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.